back to Full Coverage.
Hi, you guys. It's your favorite podcast.
With your favorite host.
With your favorite host, you're Annie and Annie Learnly. Imagine I talk like that the whole time.
Then we wouldn't have a podcast.
Actually, I literally, that was just my normal like cadence of speech.
Well, we would work on it. We would work on it.
I don't know. I'm a little hyper. That's I think, the
together.
Problem. I had a sweet tea, and it wasn't the smartest move.
It shook ya.
You guys, Laura introduced me to sweet tea, I would say a few years back now, and I've never been the same.
It'll get you good.
And it got me really good, and I honestly feel like I have sweet tea flowing through my veins.
I wish you had like it in the South at every restaurant like I always have.
Laura told me that in the South, like, it's normal. Like, literally, sweet
every
tea is
restaurant,
everywhere. Is that really how it is? Because that's not how it is here.
It's really messed up in California, because if you ask somewhere, do you have sweet tea? They'll be like, oh, yeah. And they'll bring you, like, some raspberry.
An iced tea with no sugar.
Or some raspberry peach crazy tea. And I'm like,
but it doesn't taste like sweet. It's not the same
horrible.
Thing.
It tastes horrible. It's awful. It's traumatizing.
Okay. Traumatizing is a little strong.
It gives me trauma.
The first sip was trauma.
Comment down below if you're from the South. And like, you know what good sweet tea is. Comment.
Let me comment. Let me go ahead and comment. Because I feel like Laura's made me sweet tea, so I feel like I actually know sweet tea now.
I make pretty good homemade sweet tea.
You do. It's really good. And actually, I've made it because she's made it for me. Like, I know how to do it.
It's like pretty simple.
It's not hard.
It's not hard. That's why I get frustrated.
With me?
No. With restaurants.
I'm like, what I do now?
With restaurants.
God, because it's not hard to do.
It's not hard.
It's not hard. But luckily, McDonald's does sweet tea. And so I'll just snag it from there sometimes.
It's all supply and demand. People just don't demand
the
it Chick-fil-A here.
Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Ooh, the Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
It's so good.
If you want to taste good sweet tea, just try that.
Go to Chick-fil-A. It's
or McDonald's, honestly. Or,
they're both great.
But sometimes McDonald's.
It's too sweet.
Sometimes they put too much sugar, y'all.
Sometimes McDonald's sweet tea will send me into literal cardiac arrest. And I can't physically do it.
It's shocking.
If I don't do a boba that day, I'm doing sweet tea.
Like, got it.
End.
That's your energy. That's your energy.
I need the boost.
You need
the
treat.
It's like my version of like a little a bump.
Manny! It's not a bump.
It's not that. Okay, listen. I've never done that before, ever. It's just funny to think that. It's energy. Bumps are energy. I think that's what people do it for.
Tyler, come get him or something. He's over here.
Tyler's like, Jesus Christ.
And he's over here talking about doing bumps.
That's what podcasts
this
are
is
for.
A whole nother podcast now. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, guys, so today's episode, we actually thought it would be really, really fun to go and dive in on your guys' secrets.
Yes.
Laura asked on her IG, was like, yo, if you guys want to send us some secrets. This is like us going back to OG of us podcast days.
Yeah.
Swearing that we're not only 24 episodes. I'm like, our OG podcast days.
We really try it.
But we tried it. But in the beginning, we literally were doing like secrets and advice every single episode. So I'm like, let's bring back some secrets.
So we're going to do an episode of secrets. If you guys see me peeking at my phone, that's what I was doing kind of in the intro. I'm scrolling trying to get some, I'm getting some ready.
Okay, screenshotting.
I'm prepping.
I actually haven't seen any of the secrets. Uh-uh. So this time you actually posted about
it.
And I'm going to be hearing it for the first time, whereas you've seen it and you're going to be exposing me.
Okay, wait. So the first one, she says it's
wait, we have to do our peek and pot.
Oh, gosh. I already forgot. A peek and pit of the day. Peek and pit of the week.
We thought it'd be kind of fun to start off with a peek and pit.
Of the week.
Which is like your highest and your lowest.
Your highs and your lows. So.
Why did I say peek and pot?
Manny will begin.
Okay, so should I do my good or my bad? So we'll do good first.
Always good news first.
So I'll do it good, and then you do your good, and then we'll do bad and then bad.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah? Okay, so my first thing that was good, I actually went on a date with a different person.
I always get really excited.
You guys, I be feeling y'all in on the like about the like dates. Like you guys are hearing my dating life.
I hope your date's still mine, and I hope they know that every time you go on the date, the internet will hear about it because we be talking.
I really hope that they don't mind.
I doubt it.
I don't think that they do because I'm not saying anyone's names or what exactly was done. But we went to dinner. Honestly, I had a really, really great time. It wasn't like my last day where I was like, didn't really feel that immediate connection. This time I actually did feel it.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. Like I just feel this like spark and I wanted to kiss him at the end of the night. So if I want to kiss you at the end of the night, I know it went well.
It's on.
We didn't kiss.
Okay.
Because I mean, it was just like our first day. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not like the type that's like trying to get into your pants on the first day. I'm just
not
that person.
You didn't
want to
move in.
No, and I'm also like very like, yo, if I feel like a good connection, I want to take it a little slower. I'm not trying to just fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to do that. So I'm like, let me just take this a little slower.
Where'd you guys eat out of curiosity?
Mercado.
Our friendship has just ended on the air.
You guys, Mercado is one of our...
That's our spot.
Spots.
He took a date to our
to our date spot.
To our date spot.
You guys, I've been to Mercado now like twice in the last month because we went with Rare Beauty.
Let's go again.
Mercado is just like honestly one of our favorite spots because it's so fucking good.
They got this like a unique Mexican restaurant.
It's so good. And like mm-hmm. they just have like really good dishes that are authentic but still like high end.
What's the margarita I get there?
The spicy marg.
But it's spicy, maybe grapefruit or like, it's like a peach color, but it's spicy marg.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't either, but it's delish. Bomb. It's delish.
For you, I don't drink it, but
they
I know you like it.
Three in LA. If you guys haven't eaten at Mercado,
they're fire.
There's one in Santa Monica.
One in Hollywood.
In downtown.
Yep. They're bomb. They're really, really good. But we went there and we had a really great time. I really just genuinely had like a really fun time. And
that makes me
I'm
so
hoping
happy.
We do a date number two. Like I'm actually excited for date number two.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll
it's
see
happening.
How it goes. We'll see how
it's
it goes.
Happening.
I'll keep you all filled. I'll keep the fools filled in.
Please.
What's your peak of the week?
I have a lot of peaks.
Okay. Miss America. What the fuck? I've had a lot of peaks this week.
No, I'm just saying a lot of good stuff has happened.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A lot of good. I'll say one that's like, I don't want to say this isn't a big peak, but it was just like a nice peak. Me and Aaron went on a nice walk on Sunday and we get so busy sometimes mm-hmm. and I don't get to spend a lot of quality time with her. She's getting ready for life after high school. So, mm-hmm. and I'm balls to the walls all the time. So mm-hmm. on Sunday she came in and she was like, I'm going on a walk. And I was like, I'm going with you.
Mm-hmm. Like we're doing it together.
I love going on walks. I go all the time, but she doesn't ever go with us. So me and her, cause Ty was golfing. We went on a walk and literally just listened to a 18-year-old talk about 18-year-old things.
I just like caught up.
A good 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like a cute like catch up.
I love
it. 2 hours on a walk for 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd y'all walk? The Grand Canyon?
Sure, no.
I'm like, God damn, I can barely walk for 10 minutes.
We be getting it. And I love listening to her talk. She's so funny. It's just fun listening to such a young person with all like their ideas mm-hmm. and like their thoughts on things because it's so youthful and funny and precious. So I love talking to her and I love just also she's like so sweet. So it's fun to hear her thoughts. I love it.
And like her aspirations, her goals, what she wants to do with life.
It's so
all
cute
of it.
Just because, you know, and I always try to give her all the advice I can, not that she'll probably take much, but I always try to, so I get to do that on Sunday.
But it's also cool because it's like at 18, you have your whole life ahead of you.
She doesn't, but when you're 18, you don't know that.
You don't realize it.
And so like, she has all these concrete plans and like ideas of life and people. And it's just, I never like, I'm not like, you're wrong. You know, sometimes I correct her, but you know, I let her enjoy her youth and like have those thoughts and like learn life herself, figure out life herself a bit.
I think that's like that's exactly like what it should be. Yeah. Like, you know, you're guiding her, but she still has to sink or swim on her own.
Exactly.
You're just going to be there to help give her some floaties if she needs them.
Exactly.
You know, so. And I think that's really, really, really good.
Yeah, that was
your peak.
That was my peak.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, pits. Pit. Fuck.
Give us a pit.
Pit. I would say one of my, you know what? One of my pits. So I was eating some tacos.
Uh-oh.
And I was just chewing on regular.
Diarrhea.
I broke my fucking bracket.
No.
On the top. So I have like a permanent retainer that's like attached to my two front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I broke the right one. And it got like completely detached. I'm like. And so like the thing is, the problem with my teeth is they move pretty quickly. So I literally was like, I need to come in immediately right now.
To the dentist.
So I went in the following day and my mouth was already starting to form a little baby gap in the right front two teeth.
Oh,
so
really?
They had to put stakes next to my teeth here. To push the front two teeth together so they can glue it down again.
That is so crazy.
And they're like, so how are your retainers looking? Because it seems like you're like kind of tense in the mouth. I'm like, oh, like there's some holes in them. And they're like, there shouldn't be any holes in them. Like,
oh.
And I'm biting through, I'm like clenching through my retainers.
Teeth grinding.
Like teeth grinding.
Mm.
Which is weird because like, I can't like, obviously I'm doing it when I'm sleeping. I don't even
are
know
you
I'm
stressed?
Doing it. I'm not like, I'm not more like stressed than usual. I'm like just usually stressed, but I guess apparently I've been grinding for like a long time. So my body's just used to it.
Wow.
But I've been grinding through my retainers, dude.
Dang.
So I'm like trying to keep my teeth as like intact as fucking possible.
Oh my gosh.
And the problem is I once grinded so bad. This is before I wore retainers. I ground so bad that I woke up the next day, couldn't move my jaw. It was so tense that I literally couldn't bite down or like move it or open my mouth. Like as if I literally had like locked jaw.
Wow. Wow.
So luckily it wasn't that bad, so that's that point. And it hasn't been like that since I started wearing a retainer. But if you ever like, if you guys ever have like anything like that, like where you've been clenching or like they tell you like, hey, you've been grinding and like wear a fucking retainer. Cause I swear to God, like there's nothing more horrible than like teeth and like neck pain, like in that
oh
area,
my God.
Like not being able to move or like do, you don't even realize how much you need that.
How much you use it.
Or how much you use it until mm-hmm. you can't. And you're like, wait, and I was taking like, strong fucking medicine to help me because it was like beyond. And I'm like actually pretty good with pain. Like I'm not the most like, I have like a higher pain tolerance than I would think.
Yeah.
But like, it was fucked.
Wow.
So now I'm like, fuck, okay, I gotta go back, do all
is
that thing.
Is it better
so
now?
Really annoying.
The pain?
The pain, yeah, no, the pain is like completely gone and my bracket's glued down.
Okay.
But I just have to be a little more cautious because now I have holes in it. So imagine like, so now I have holes in it, but not literally just do the exact same thing because there's holes in the spots.
Oh my God.
So now I'm gonna start grinding my teeth again.
No, you're not.
I think so. So now I have to get new retainers.
Oh my goodness.
So that's probably one of my pits of the fucking week. It's so fucking annoying.
That's super, super
annoying.
It's
so stupid.
I would be devastated.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I hate all teeth things. I hate-
It's the worst.
I love my dentist. I hate going.
Dude, like it's who like loves going to the dentist? Though?
I
like,
don't know.
Who loves to go?
Can't.
I don't wanna fucking go.
I can't.
Like well, I don't
my
go
teeth
there.
Are
my
rotten.
Dentist was, oh, I will say my dentist is kind of fun.
Why don't you go on a date with him?
Because he's straight and married and has kids. But the thing is, like, I was gonna say, I'm like, well, if my dentist is fine, I'd love to go. But like, my dentist is fine, and I still don't love to go.
Yeah, my dentist is fine too. She's a straight married lady, but
aww.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. I love it, but I still don't want to go and deal with the drilling and
same.
Stuff like that.
Exact same. It's torture every time.
It's torture. I just don't want it. I don't hate it.
Well, my pit for the week is like honestly kind of lame. I was trying to think of something, but I will tell you, after Kristen's birthday, I don't know how I went to sleep that night.
What?
But I couldn't turn my head the next day.
No way.
Yeah, and my neck, I have a bad neck.
Yes, because you have a long neck.
I have an extremely long
Laura
neck.
Laura get like things like get tweaked on her neck pretty often.
They actually do. That's actually true. Like this is pretty common for me to have like a day with neck issues. My dad did too.
Because he had a long ass suck effect.
We have
too.
The exact same neck, mm-hmm. so he used
to. That has to be it, right? Like, it's like the long neck. Like, you have too much, like.
There's too much, like, head and hair.
Yeah.
On the little neck.
I don't know how it is. Like, do you need to build up your neck muscles? I don't get it. I bet you, like.
That's probably why my neck hurts, because I'd be acting like
you'd be
that.
Acting a fucking feel like a pigeon.
So, and honestly, I was like, did I dance crazy with my neck? Or I was like, did. And when we were filming TikToks at Kristen, mm-hmm. I was like, did I do something with my neck? Like.
No, I don't remember seeing you ever
no neck
jerking
action.
Your neck.
No jerking neck.
No jerking. So wait, so what? Was it like bad, like where you couldn't move it? Or was it like?
Yes, I got really bad. I got stiff. And no. When I was on my walk with Aaron, my neck was stiff, like literally turned one way the whole time.
No, and you couldn't turn like that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, stiff, honey.
Stiff neck. You like I was saying with like the mouth thing, it's like you don't even realize how much you need that movement.
That's exactly what it was.
And you're like, I'm actually fucked right now. Yeah. Like you don't even realize how fucked it is.
That's what it was. I was wrecked and I'm like, dag gum. By the way, guys, I sleep on a pillow. How thin is my pillow?
You guys, this haunts me. So Laura's pillow is as thin as my nail.
Yeah.
Like
it's a piece of
literally,
tissue paper.
Laura's pillow is squished like as if it was think of like the density of a pancake. Yep. That's like Laura's pillow.
That's my pillow. And
what if you need a better pillow?
No, I've always let me tell you, that's how that saves my neck. Those pillows like that. It does.
Why do you have a swan goose neck right now?
Okay, if you haven't seen my neck, think of a goose's neck.
No, I'm literally imagining a goose and I'm imagining like a llama.
Literally, a
like
llama. A,
like when you do that.
Honestly, ooh. I look like I favor a llama.
When Laura does the side jaw thing. Look at the camera and do it. That's a llama and you cannot tell me otherwise.
I have the big beady eyes too. Yeah, like, and the neck. I give llama vibes. And what
it's
llamas,
very llama-y.
Llamas sleep on really thin pillows.
No, they fucking don't.
But I give llama vibes. So
right.
The pillows have always helped me. But if I mean, occasionally I'll sleep on my neck wrong and be sore. But whenever I travel, don't I not sleep with a pillow?
Yep.
No pillows.
Nothing because always in the hotels are always way too thick.
Honey, my God. It's like Mount Everest.
I travel with my pillow. Like I need to have my pillow with me at all times.
I occasionally do if the trip is more than 4 days. If not, I do not prefer to leave.
Pack one.
To pack my pillow. I like my pillow to be on my bed and not at a hotel bed. That happened
That's
to
my
me.
Worst nightmare.
That happened to me whenever we were going across country from Alabama to California. We stayed in the worst hotel I've ever stayed in. Me and Tyler literally held hands and were like, this is it. This is it. Because that was the only hotel open and it was like 4 a.m. So I brought my pillow in every night to sleep because it was with me because I was moving.
Yeah.
And I left it at the worst hotel that we stayed at. I left it and moved to California.
Did they send it to you?
Baby, there was no reception at this hotel.
Uh-uh. So it was like that. It was like,
Ty,
it was deadly.
Ty, can you throw in some information really quickly about this?
I'm pulling it.
Would you like to contribute to this hotel situation?
Was it bad, Tyler? Was it actually that bad? Or is she being dramatic?
No, she's actually not being dramatic. This was terrible. There was literally carved into the elevator wall, like the door.
It said
an eye for an eye.
Oh my God.
The staff at the front desk was smoking a cigarette inside and was like.
We also did walk in at like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
can we all get tattoos that say an eye for an eye?
I'm like so down. Honestly.
I think that's what we deserve at this point.
Yeah,
we
walked in. The guy's like smoking a cigarette, like looking at us like we're crazy.
He's like, what do you want?
Yeah. This was definitely like a crack hotel, and I'm not being like people were doing drugs in this hotel. It's a drug hotel.
Like you knew like that's literally
like
what
we're
was happening.
We're not trying to just lightly say that.
Like it's like it's like a crack hotel.
There was some sort of convention happening in town, so it was the only hotel we could find.
And here's the thing: we booked a hotel, and they gave away our reservation because we came in so late at 3 a.m.
Got it. And so they thought you weren't coming.
Even though
we
paid for it, so they assumed we weren't coming. So we lost the reservation. So we were left driving around at 3 a.m. in a U-Haul, and we ran into like this literal crazy ass hotel.
We parked like behind a dumpster and just prayed our car wasn't gonna get
no
into.
I had made peace that I wouldn't have my car any of my belongings once I left the car because I'm telling you this shit went right.
That poor pillow
I like how you guys
it
say pillow.
That pillow was is
it's
living
pillow
is
I love pillow. How you say it
it's pillow
it's you guys say pillow.
Wait, what do you say?
No you guys say pillow it's
pillow
but I love pillow.
That pillow is living in
P-E-L-L-O-W.
That pillow is having a different experience.
Oh,
now.
The pillow is devastated.
Oh, yeah.
The pillow has had many crack people on it, for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break.
The way you literally went from like cackle to, oh, we're going to take a break.
Laura always looks shook at me when I'm telling her that it's break time. Guys. She looks like I'm giving her like the worst news ever.
No, literally, she's like, it's like the craziest fucking shit. I'm like, Laura, are you okay?
Let's make it nonchalant, Laura.
No, literally, Laura's like, Please rewind your face.
I do it every time. Ty warns me when there's a break because I can see him through the glass. And every time it shocks me.
You'll get used to it one day, Laura, 25 episodes in.
We got to take a break.
All right, guys. Psychopath. We'll be back after these words.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. And we are back.
Hey!
Now that Laura's not traumatized by the 15-minute mark.
I got over the trauma. I got past it, and we're back.
Now that the trauma is done, we are back, and we're going to move on to reading off your guys and reacting to your guys' secrets.
Okay, so
I'm scared. I'm actually really scared. These are always fun, but they're always like, I worry.
The first one, I think you're going to like because, well, first of all, she goes, it's not a secret. It's not a secret, but it's still good. Not a secret, but should I be mad at my boyfriend of 4 years for using my credit card to buy my birthday gift? We're in our mid-20s. I also pay the credit card bill.
Tyler, I think Tyler actually needs to be part of this one because he's
get in there
a hubby.
He's a hubby.
We're gonna. I'm pulling these on fully. What the fuck?
That's the biggest no-no ever.
I've ever heard in my whole existence.
In my life.
So you're telling me that he used your credit card for your gift and your money for your gift.
Here's the thing. If he doesn't have money to buy a gift, that is no excuse. He can take you on a picnic in the park.
Go to Michael's.
Maybe my boy wanted air miles, you know?
Oh my God.
Not the fucking air miles, Tyler. Are you kidding me? No, but seriously, maybe he wanted air
miles. Absolutely not. It's probably her getting the air miles. It's her credit card.
No, I don't think that's okay. That's absolutely.
Girl, that's a gift you bought yourself.
I would be like, That's a conversation.
That's a conversation.
That's, I wouldn't say like necessarily break up, but that's definitely a conversation to be like, hey, what the fuck was that?
I'm going to tell you this, whether you believe it or not, and this goes to the person saying it or maybe someone experiencing, you're worth more than that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think you are, you are.
Uh-huh.
Speak up.
Speak up. The way that just slid down your fucking neck. I need an instant replay. Well,
did you see that? The headphones, guys, choked me out.
The headphones just choked Laura out.
They slid off my head.
Oh my gosh. No, that's honestly like really just not okay.
It's just not
okay.
That's
a fuck no.
It's just like, yikes.
And it's a fuck no from Laura. It's a fuck no from Tyler.
Oh, are you ready to die a little bit?
I'm scared.
Karen and Sebastian are at Korean barbecue right now.
Oh my God. I'm fucking jealous of you both.
I'm devastated.
Karen, you are so cute. Karen commented on one of our recent episodes.
No, be strong.
Oh, be like, we want brisket immediately.
We're dead.
No, it was really sweet. I saw Karen comment on one of our podcasts recently. I saw her comment.
She listens.
I was just like,
I want Sebastian to come on with her. They're so cute.
Oh my God,
together.
That would be so cute. She's like been on it already with yeah. us.
We need her and
that'd be
and
fucking
Seba.
Perfect. I would love that. I would love to hear about like their life, their vibes
yeah,
together.
They're really cute together.
They're so cute. Okay. Next
All right.
One.
Next one. I sucked my thumb till I was 21.
What?
I sucked mine till I was 15. So this person is
you
my
did, right?
hero. I did.
But then didn't it cause issues with your mouth?
My teeth were jacked.
Wait, you just said that. I'm literally imagining.
Wait, he said.
Wait,
I'm a liar.
Are you saying something?
What? Laura. You were sucking your thumb off and on when we started dating.
How old were we when I was 19?
You were, I think, 18, 19 when we started dating.
I have a question.
I think she was at the end of it, though. Like, she was on the downturn.
She was on the downturn of the sucking of the thumb.
She was kicking it. She was kicking the habit.
Because she was starting to suck. Yo,
oh, dude. I want to go say it again there, Manny.
Hold on. I just want the podcast listeners to know that the people on the other side of this
they have formal meetings.
It's like a thin wall between this wall and like the offices over there. And we just went pew, 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 so fucking loud. And we can hear them talking. Wait, so why did you suck your thumb for so long?
So ever since I was like a toddler, baby, whatever, mm-hmm. I sucked my right thumb only, not okay. my left thumb ever.
Did you have is it longer?
It's longer. Do you see that?
Wait, so this is the thumb you sucked?
I line up the knuckle area like that.
Oh,
you know
okay,
what
got,
I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
Like right there.
Uh-huh. This one looks longer.
That one's, I sucked this one.
Oh, okay. So maybe you stunted the growth of that one.
I dead seriously did. And I stunted
Laura, it's literally like half an inch longer.
I stunted.
You're going to get it out.
I stunted the growth of my teeth too.
Wait, so does that push your teeth forward at all?
My bottom teeth forward and my front teeth forward. So
this is why you don't get sick anymore. Because all the thumb sucking
honey,
you did.
Any germ on
all
the planet.
All the germs that are out there have been in your system.
I went for it. Full force. And
so was it like just a comfort thing? Like you just like enjoyed it?
It was okay. a comfort thing to the level of I couldn't even sleep at night unless I was sucking my thumb all night. I didn't do it too much during the day, but now whenever I was like dating Ty, like he'd probably uh-huh. see me suck my thumb like four times.
I'm not well. Like I'm literally not well.
You look over here on the podcast and I'm like now I'm too conscious. Like it would make me throw up to put because my hands touch so much. Thing? Like, and my hands touch
yes,
so much.
Exactly.
Like, I've touched this mic, my drinks, like
everything.
I'm
like
very.
Now you're aware.
Oh, yeah. It would freak me out to do that.
But would you want to?
No.
Okay.
No.
I wonder, I was like, would you like, what is it like riding a bike? Like, you just start sucking the thumb again.
I don't know. Maybe it would turn into it again if I did it again, though. Because I haven't done
don't
it
start.
Again. Okay.
You can't start okay. that addiction again.
Okay. Well, your secret is safe with me, girl, because I did it too. Yeah.
That's a gorgeous secret on this.
That's why podcast. I specifically picked that
like,
one.
Because yes.
I was like, I wanted to wrap myself out a little. I guess.
That is honestly fucking hilarious, Laura. We all did like weird shit, though.
I think so.
I'm not saying that it's weird, but
I think
it's just
everybody
like,
has
it's like
a weird
thing.
Quirk or do.
Yeah.
Whether they want to admit it or whether they want to talk about it, I think everybody has a little weird quirk.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to hear these people talk.
We can hear. Like, shut up. No. Oh my God. I'm sure they've like complained at some point of us screaming.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm going to the next question right now. Okay. I had an affair with my best friend's dad. let me think about it. Got it.
Best friend's dad. Okay.
We have been married for 12 years and have 4 kids now. Well, it worked so out, it
was,
baby.
So it was worth it.
Wow.
So the affair turned into marriage.
Okay.
Wait, had an affair with your best friend's dad. So then you were with someone.
That would be like you being with my dad. Oh, that's weird.
That's really weird.
Because then they're going to be a part of your life forever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, then maybe that's good then.
Maybe. But as an affair, it might forever. Be a negative experience.
No, absolutely. I think that's actually very, very, very... 4 kids?
You
had 4 kids?
4.
4.
4. They have a family.
How many, what is your like goal number to have kid wise? Like to have, if you would have yourself, your kids?
1 or none.
1 or none.
What Love about it. You?
I would say maybe 2.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not the type that would like wants 5. Like I'm not that person whatsoever.
I don't have that in me.
I don't have that drive.
That's a strength right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a strength. I'm like more of like a boy and a girl. Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about this one? My brother-in-law is in love with me.
My brother? Wait.
So you're married. So you're married to someone and their brother loves you.
Oh my fuck.
That sounds like a rom-com movie.
That sounds like a rom-com turned porn.
Manny.
Like, will you help me? I'm stuck in the washer and dryer, you know?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's very weird.
It can go anyway.
It can go so many different paths and journeys.
That must be so interesting at the holidays.
I was gonna say, how does it happen with like what happens? Like, do you, also, how do you know that they love you? Like, did they tell you? Did they admit their love to you?
What if he's like texting her and like stuff? Oh my God.
That's like my brother, let's say my brother's girlfriend being in love with me. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, see, that's a conundrum right there.
It's truly like a mind fuck.
It would literally mess you up.
Oh yeah, that's scarring.
Especially like, because you're going to be around. Oh, here's the secret. Sorry, it just popped up. I find Manny hot.
Right. Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Me and Ty think Manny's hot too. Oh,
Tyler.
Ty did slow blink.
This is the time that Tyler does need a camera on him because it's it that does. Moment's like that where he slow blinked. Very like
it's so funny.
Tyler, I can't believe you didn't. I can't believe you didn't just react. Of course, immediately.
I know.
That's actually really fucking fucked. Why am I mad at you from Euphoria last night? You're fucking dead, dude.
You're like beating his ass
you're
in there.
Fucking dead, dude.
Oh my God.
We're unwell, but it's fun.
Sorry, I think I got another one.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. Okay, sorry. Some of these are two-parters, and you know I gotta connect.
Oh, you gotta do, yeah, so. Absolutely. And some are probably very dark.
I used to be a prostitute. Now I live a life of lux. Wouldn't change a thing. Former hooker. Sorry, the hashtag. Former she hooker. Did hashtag former hooker, and I thought it was for me, our hooker, and then I got it. Former
so
hooker.
Would hooker and prostitute be the same? Is that the same? Are they synonymous? Like
I'm not sure. Maybe the like, two they, by words definition. Mean something different in a way, in a small way, or something that we don't know.
Yeah, because you know it's like a whore and a slut are different. Like they're different things.
I know there's a woman. Oh, I did not know that.
So I think it's like a whore is like someone you pay a
that's
whore.
That's your best friend.
Or a slut. Of course, you're a slut.
Where you're a whore! For free.
Where it's like a slut is they do it for free. I think.
I did never.
I think that's the difference.
I never knew that.
I if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure
sorry,
you're not. I just
but
didn't
I
know.
But I think I'm right on this one. Like, I think, it's I think like, you are. You pay a whore, but a slut is just doing it for free.
Wow.
For fun. So I wonder if there's like a difference between hooker and prostitute.
Oh, I but bet also, there like, is. I bet
go
there
them. Is. Like
honestly.
Like that's fucking dope. And also like sex work's real work. Like
yeah.
We're all about, you know, sex positivity here on Full Coverage.
Listen. Don't judge someone until you've been in their shoes.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's just what it is.
Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve. I don't know who they are.
No, it's just Adam and Eve. Oh. Gay. But gay.
Okay. I'm just trying to find something juicy.
Did you scream
I'm 27 that? And no guy has made me come. I always fake it. Don't fake it.
Wait.
Well, don't fake it. Tell them they suck.
Wait a darn minute.
You do the same thing.
It's a lot harder to fake for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because
things actually happen.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so with girls, I know, like, so, okay, I'm trying to think. anatomically, mm-hmm. women, mm-hmm. vaginas.
Nothing necessarily has to happen.
For what?
For an orgasm really? To happen. Nothing like physically necessarily
has to
happen.
It's not necessarily like vaginal penetration. It's so clitoral stimulation.
And like faking it could be like so easy as to just making a noise because nothing physical has to happen.
Oh, right. No, exactly. And like nothing actually technically happens.
Yeah.
Where it's like you wouldn't know unless it's like more so like your body convulsing and stuff.
Maybe things happen, but some people it doesn't.
They shoot. They squirt.
Teller's like, you fake it. I'm like it's so easy to fake it.
It's so easy to fake it. I was like,
no, I think I think women shouldn't be that nice.
No, I agree. But I also think like, especially if it's like, let's say if it's like with someone that you're dating, it's like, yo, like that doesn't feel good. Like, do this.
Yeah.
I feel like isn't that like, that's good. Like, I feel like that's really like just open communication.
You're right.
You should be doing that. You should definitely be open with your partner and be like, yo, like this isn't working.
Yeah.
Suck on my blank.
On my blank.
Suck on my blank.
Okay. I love it.
Suck on my blank.
Okay. There's a lot of interesting sex going on in here.
But it's because secrets are like, that's like what secrets are though. It's like wild, ridiculous things. When I did the secret, like I've done them before and like I did a whole YouTube video on him. Most of the things were literally like wild, outlandish sex things.
Okay.
Like I'm talking like I've hooked up with my brother.
Wow.
Like far, very far-fetched, wild things. And I'm like, what?
I found a long-winded one.
Give it to me.
My friends confide in me that she has an STD. She gave it to about 3 boys by accident. My other friend comes to me crying because she got an STD from a guy who has apparently she's been exclusive with him. Why a secret? I don't know. But nonetheless, I knew where she got it from. And she said they're both her good friends and she kept her mouth shut. So it seems like one friend had an STD, gave it to 3 guys. Her other friend sleeping with one of the 3 guys. She gets an STD, all upset about it. And she knows where it came from and she kept her mouth shut.
What would you do in that situation, though?
Well, the thing is, the girl, she says
like,
she gave it.
Like, whose business is that, really?
She gave it by accident. And what makes it, if you already have the STD mm-hmm. from the guy, what makes it better knowing more?
Right.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change it. Yeah, it doesn't change it. So there's that. So it's not like she's, like, preventing her from getting help. You know what I mean?
She already got it.
She's trying to get these 2 women to love each other.
No, literally. Like, she's trying. But it's also, it's a very, very weird situation because, like, sexual health is such a personal thing.
It is.
And it's like, let's say if I had an STI, I'd be, like, telling my partner it, but it's not, I'm not necessarily telling all my friends that I have mm-hmm. it, but it's like, I'm going to be honest and open with my sexual history with my person that I'm sleeping with, but I don't need to be telling everyone else. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, like, I don't know. It's like, what's to be done in that situation?
Exactly. And it's technically the guy that she was sleeping with's responsibility to tell her that he had it, but maybe he didn't
and
know
was he having
he
an affair?
It.
Because if he caught it from someone else and gave it to her when they were exclusive.
She said they were exclusive.
It's the dude's fault.
So we can't be mad at the girl.
So it's not her. And even like you like keeping that as a secret, like again, it's your friends confiding in you about their sexual health.
Yeah.
It's not something you need to be like blasting out loud.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly,
I mean? So I actually think that as a secret, it's like, okay, well, like I get it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be telling everyone my friend's sexual history and my friend's sexual health.
Never.
So like I understand where she's coming from.
Me too.
It's also very uncomfortable and you already got it. So it's like, girl, you're not preventing anything.
I'm gonna be real though. That's a hairy.
It's a hairy situation. It's a very hairy situation, but it is very like.
Here's one that's kind of light and funny. When influencers say, a lot of you guys were asking about my blank, how often is that a lie?
I would say it definitely would be a lie sometimes.
I don't think. It's a 30-minute break.
Should we answer this and then do the break?
Okay, we'll talk about this when we come right back.
Okay, deal. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Okay, we're back. We were just talking about how...
when influencers say... you fucking blanked so hard right now. When influencers say, oh my God, so many guys are asking about this. Like, how often is that true? And how often is that a lie?
You guys have no idea how many people ask about things.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you make the internet fun when you ask, because it makes me excited and to talk about things. Like, I sometimes don't know what you guys want to know, or like, no, like maybe where that top is from, or like about when your next video, or what's this about? And when people ask, it's so, I love it. I fucking love it. But I am a question answer. I'm like one of those people who do that. Like all the time on stories, I'll screenshot someone's DM asking me a question and then I'll answer it publicly. So everybody gets the answer in case anyone else was wondering.
Mm-hmm. I would say like, it definitely does happen, because I have definitely seen people, and people have told me, like, honestly, like, I got asked like one time.
Oh!
And people were like, and I was like, yeah, a lot of people were asking. But it was asked like literally one time. And I'm like, girl. So it definitely does happen for sure.
Right.
Because at the end of the day too, like, if someone wants to answer something, they're going to answer it.
Right.
But if they want to have an excuse to answer it, they're going to say, oh my God, so many people were asking me about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, but were they?
But were they,
but
girl?
Were they? And a lot of times it is. A lot of times it's not.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it also depends on the influencer too. Like, do you fucking trust that influencer or you don't?
Okay. Do you think they're genuine?
Do you trust what they're saying? Like, do you really think like that they're telling the truth about things?
Well, what I try to do, because I know that kind of goes around, was like, how many people, I always try to screenshot when people are asking to be like, see this?
I swear it's happening. No, I agree too.
I have to say, like, when people ask about my fragrance, perfume, like anything that I'm working on, guys, I like am pretty passionate about like getting dressed and doing makeup and hair, and it's very exciting for me when people ask me. I feel good about myself and it makes me very excited to answer questions like that.
I agree. Actually, I really like that too. I like when people are like, what lipstick are you wearing? Yeah. What foundation are you wearing right now? What's your favorite concealer? Like, I like those questions because to me, I'm passionate about something like that. So answering it is really, really fun. I enjoy answering it too.
It makes me like excited.
Especially if it's like multiple. Like, so that for me, that's how it usually happens. If I'm saying like, oh, multiple people are asking, it usually is several people asking about like what is the lipstick shade you're wearing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I've had like 20 people ask.
It's time to show
you guys. It's time to show you guys what it is actually is because enough people are interested in. So usually you guys, if there is enough interest in something, someone's gonna answer it.
Exactly.
Everyone's gonna answer like, well, what's going on? You know?
But let me tell you, I'm sure there is plenty of.
Oh yeah.
But I also feel like that's kind of harmless a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, like doesn't really matter.
If you wanna talk about it.
Just fucking talk about it. You don't have to, but it's also like, you don't have to. I have watched influencers on their stories being like, I've had so many of you guys ask me this and this is where I got my purse.
And even you're like, sure.
I'm not kidding you. For me, I'm like, I would say like half the time I'm like, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure, Jan.
Right, sure, Jan.
Like, I don't believe you.
You should send them that gift. Sure, Jan. Sure, Jan.
With a little like.
I like that question, by the way.
That was a really good question.
That was a funny one.
And it is true. I would say half of the time, at least from what I've experienced, like half of the time.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
I like a good shady question like that.
I do too. That's juicy, that's baby. Juice.
I like Hugo.
I don't know if this is really juicy, but I got a crush on my guy friend.
That's so cute, though.
I think it's so wholesome.
I love, like, those are, like, wholesome and cute and adorable.
So wholesome.
I don't know if this is a secret, but I have a crush on my
friend.
Maybe
she's got a crush and she's just trying to talk about it privately.
Honestly, I swear to you, though, like, when you talk about it out, it helps make it real.
It's manifestation.
You're manifesting it. You're making it real. You're making it more comfortable for yourself. Like, I think that talking about things is the way to go, actually, when it comes to things like this. It's like, I need to vent about, or like, even if you're not comfortable talking about it with other people, like talking about it like online.
This is a safe space because no one will ever know who you are.
Exactly. And it's literally anonymous. So that's like the whole point of it.
Thank you for sharing. We love you. Okay. What's next? What's the juice? What's the 411?
What's all the hot gossip?
Okay. Sorry. This one I'm going to piece together.
Okay.
When I was 15, I went to a party and I got busted by the cops. I asked the cop if I could go pee. When his back was turned, I hopped the fence and ran and never told a soul. Honestly, I didn't know where that was going to go because I thought she might was going to pee on the cop or something.
I thought she was going to give him a blowjob or something.
Oh!
Like, that's where my head automatically, because you've seen House Bunny. You know, when she's like, she's like brushing teeth and he's like, oh, like put that away or something. She's like, okay. And then she like goes down. I was like, is that where this is going? I got
feel
worried.
Like that was, oh, she said she was 15. So she was a
15.
It was a teenager 15. Running from the, oh wait.
Got it. So she's literally running the cops. 15. Got it. I didn't even think about that.
Girl said, don't call my parents.
Like, I think at 15, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would freak. Actually, you know what? Me at 15 was a just sweet, innocent little boy who just.
A sweet baby boy.
I was just
boy.
A sweet little boy who just wanted, I was baby Billy.
Baby Billy.
Call me baby Billy.
Baby Billy. I love Baby Billy.
I love Baby Billy. Who watches Righteous Gemstones?
Everyone go watch Righteous Gemstones.
Are you watching the season? Like, you're watching what's going on right now?
Honey.
This season, I feel like it's making me laugh more than the last season did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally, like, fucking cackling watching this shit.
They are taking it there.
I haven't seen yesterday's episode yet, but it's... I'm watching it tonight.
I've already watched it. You'll love it.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
I love it.
We were talking about it in Vegas because a lot of people in Vegas watch it.
Do they?
And we were all talking about Judy. Daddy.
Daddy.
I could be Judy. Daddy's sleeping with all these whores.
Judy, I think, is actually probably my favorite character.
Honestly, Judy carries,
because she carries
a lot
of
weight.
The way she just does things, that actress.
Yep.
She's so fucking funny.
Yep.
And her little like weird dance move, her little like scooting little foot thing.
There's so much detail on the show. Like, there's so much detail.
That's a big budget.
That makes it funny. Yeah. It's a big budget.
It's a big budget. It's an HBO show, you guys. By the way, it's on HBO Max. Where we watch Euphoria.
Oh yeah, we're on Euphoria.
Yeah.
This just made me realize I'm so boring and I have no secrets. You're not. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We don't have any secrets either. We're innocent. We're being guilty. I'm just like literally delusional. This is our second episode of the day. So by the time the second episode rolls around,
I'm gonna tell you something. If you're like, she's off.
Oh my God.
Let's bring that up. You say I'm off. It's okay. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It's because I'm delusional. I don't guys, have any other excuse.
No, literally. But there's also like, because sometimes I've seen the comments too where it's like, I'm off or like, Laura seems sad today. And it's yeah. like, no, we're literally just like probably on episode two of the day.
And I'm wiped.
And
I'm
we're wiped zoinked. By the time
but that I we're do want to say one. Sorry for it because it's like, I'm here. I'm supposed to be filming a podcast. I need to be like, wake up. Like, wake up, wake up.
You don't need to be. It's like very normal to feel like that,
though. I feel like I should be. And like, but sometimes, you know, I'd be waking up real early.
And yeah, and you go to bed early.
I go to bed early. And sometimes we're here till 9 o'clock and it's past my bedtime, honey.
She's already in bed at like literally 8:30, you guys.
I'm
if I text Laura after 6, it's a wrap. Laura's not responding till the morning.
I quit being social at night because yeah. I tend to like,
it's
like,
me time. It's you time.
It is
family
me time.
You and family time.
It is. That is. But all day I'm pretty talkative. But yeah, I'm sorry.
After 6, it's over.
I'm sorry. I just get tired.
I mean, we all do. Like, I don't think that's something you should be apologizing for.
You're sweet. Thank you.
I just think it's actually like, I guess to me, I think it's rude when people comment things like that. But that's just yeah. my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah, I guess I look tired today. Great. Like, fuck off. Like, I'm sorry, I feel like a little bit less energy.
I do. Sometimes, you know what I mean? It's always the second episode.
It's always the second episode.
Yeah.
And today's our second episode. Like, right now, right it's the second now, episode this is of second the day. Episode.
So, I promise I'm not sad. I'm just... I'm like...
Please. I promise I'm not sad.
I promise. I'm literally fine. Up here is good.
No, we're good. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Sometimes. I'm just kidding.
I hear the people next to us giggling.
maybe they like heard, our podcast.
I think they do. Actually, I think they're full. They're part of the full fam.
I hope they listen.
I think they should. I think that they listen and they watch.
That way, they can have context as to what the hell is going on over
yeah,
here.
So they can understand why we're cackling on this side of the wall.
Okay. Are you ready for the next secret?
I am.
Okay. One time I shit myself, had a bellyache, on a rug and blamed it on my mom's dog. So she cleaned it. Oh my God. What? Just throw the rug away. No.
No, not but, your mom cleaning up your
but what if
shit?
It was a huge area? Like you can't just put
you can't just roll up a 14 footer.
Wait.
So how big is your dog?
It's like
how
a
did you escape?
It's a chihuahua.
Why is your shit the size of a hand? Why is my chihuahua shit that big?
Honey.
Laura, what the fuck would you do?
Oh my God. Ty's laughing because he remembers what I did to an ex-boyfriend.
What did you do to ex-boyfriend?
Manny. This is the last story I'm telling because this is really getting me to spill some stuff.
That's what podcasts are for. So that's exactly what you're going to be doing.
Okay, I feel like
what you want to do isn't necessarily what you're gonna do.
I'm not gonna tell. Laura's gonna tell.
Okay, great. But you're gonna keep her accountable, right?
I'll keep her accountable. I'm here.
So one time I was spending the night at my boyfriend's house who we were in high school. I remember this right okay, now. Thank you.
Wow, spending the night at your boyfriend's house in high school?
Baby was living a life.
Ooh, she was hey. Litty.
And I peed in his bed. I had a dream that I had to pee, so I just peed in his bed.
Okay, got it.
And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I peed in his bed. Which he had already gotten up. He only got up early.
Okay, so he didn't feel any of it?
No, it was just me and the pee. So it was like a safe space, but like, what do you do?
Not your pee safe space.
It was my pee. So they had like some dogs. So I put the dog on the bed and like evacuated the premises.
You blamed the dog?
I sure did. And boy, I heard the mom yelling at that dog and
that
I was
poor
like,
dog.
I know he looked at me too and I was like, you don't say a word.
The dog's like, you take this to the grave.
And I've always been a cat person.
And I never had a dog sit.
I'm just kidding. I did. Guys.
Was the pee really yellow?
I don't know, because his covers were dark. Like, he had a dark comforter.
I'm imagining, like, Gatorade yellow.
Why?
Like, were you dehydrated?
Why?
Like, I want
to
know
that
part.
Why does it have to be brown? Like, like, why?
Like, McDonald's arches yellow.
No.
Like, yeah.
It probably was. Do you remember that time I peed myself in Vegas on the floor?
That was probably my most fun... One of my most fun experiences that we've ever had.
Was I? What happened?
Tyler, you were there, 100%.
We were in Vegas. We were all in my bathroom at the hotel.
We were laughing about something.
We were and if I get the giggles too much, I'll pee.
She'll pee.
Especially if I have to pee, especially, then it's over.
Then it's a wrap.
Like it's coming out. So we were in the bathroom laughing so hard. I had a dress on. And
oh, I remember what it had something to do with the balloon.
You popped a balloon.
Oh my God, and it scared the shit out of me.
It scared, and you're washing your face. And I'm like, ah! And yep. We popped a balloon right by your head while you were washing your face. So it
and
scared
I
you.
Freaked out.
Me and Ty thought, I thought it was so funny. I started pissing all over the floor.
You guys, it wasn't like.
Tell them.
A sprinkle.
Tell them.
It was a geyser.
A full
I look over at Laura and it's like.
You guys have Niagara no Falls. Idea how many pee stories I have with Laura.
There's peeing. So I'm she remembering the one of like the when you're on the ride and you're like, this is the time.
That was in my car. Yeah, she pissed in my car and then threw it in my face. In my mouth. My mouth was open and everything.
The sprinkles of pee hit his tongue. Swear to God. Swear to God.
Oh, no. Wait, but how did that even happen? Like, how did you get pee in his mouth?
I had a keychain that I was swinging out the car. The story's so random. I had a keychain. Oh, I was swinging it outside the car window, and lo and behold, it falls on my finger. And I'm like, "Oh my God, Ty, stop my keychain!" So I get out of the car, and he didn't realize. I guess I had hopped out yet. And not gonna be now. And the car door was still open, and he didn't realize because he's looking backwards. There weren't those cameras, those nice cameras that show you. Uh-huh. So he's looking backwards to reverse to go back to the keychain. I was just gonna run real quick. Yeah. So he ran me over with the door of the car. So it was so funny because I'm like pancaked out in the street.
You're laid out flat.
So I start peeing everywhere. And
in
I
my cloth seats.
No.
So she tries they to like leather? Cup it. She tries to go under and cup
She's
it.
She's like, no, to hide to yeah. cup it.
And I guess she thought it was so funny. She just let her hands go
like,
out.
I was like, I'm peeing. And it shot all over his face. Like a handful of piss.
So if anybody asks, have you ever been pissed on by your wife? I can say yes.
Yes.
Not in the way they think. But
no,
yes.
No. And it was more accidental.
Sure. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That is honestly so fucking funny.
There's
dude.
One more piece story, Ty. I can't remember right there's so now. Many. There's so many.
There was also, you were on a ride. I remember
that's
you were on a ride.
Was.
That was like a spinning one.
That was
one.
A recent one.
That was a recent one. Like, I remember hearing that piece story.
2 years ago, we went to the Seth Rogen Carnival and there's
that's
that ride.
Oh my God.
I know. You know exactly what it is.
No, that involved more than pee.
It
she
did.
Drooled on me.
My tears, drool, and piss was covering him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Do you know the ride?
Every orifice was leaking.
Every. Even
it's
my butthole.
It's the ride that pushes you to the ride that pushes you to the outside. Yeah.
The typical force. Yes.
The force. The G-force. So I was glued to him, but it was making me black. The ride. I thought it would be fun like when I was a teenager. Not the same. Not the same.
Not as an adult.
So
it's a lot
I'm, like,
harder.
She lost
out.
All bodily functions. No.
I was blank, and I thought it was also funny that I was blacking out and glued to him. Like, that's crazy.
Like, it couldn't get away. It like, couldn't. You were, like, stuck
so
to him.
So, I did a full pee in the seat of the ride.
Full pee.
A full pee. He was sitting in it. I was
And it all pushes to the outside,
it
right?
Did. Where so, you are.
It did. Yeah. And when I tell you, my head was stuck to his cheek. And I couldn't close my mouth because I was blacking out.
Yeah, Laura's only like 110 pounds, but good no, Lord, when that's pushed up
force,
against you.
Plus the force.
They must have had that ride on X Games.
He literally had my head pushing it as hard as he could to get it off of him because of the amount of drool.
I was in pain too. And she's drooling on me.
And tears and piss.
And piss.
Boy, and that was the first ride of the night.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So
did you dry off?
I had to cover myself with a shirt I was wearing, and I wore pissy pants all night long. Sure did.
Piss pot, literally.
Trauma.
That's actually pot. Trauma.
That's Tyler's trauma.
That's my trauma.
That's your trauma.
I have a lot of piss trauma.
That's literally, like, that's a real couple right there.
Okay,
that's
but you
marriage.
Have to admit, it's always a good time.
Of course. Doesn't matter what, honestly, when Laura peed in Vegas and I witnessed the whole thing,
the best
it
time.
It bonded us. Like, I think that bonded us for literal life.
You'll have the best time with me. I promise.
The best time. And if you see your pee, it's over. It's
that
a funny
means
thing
we that, had the best night.
It did. It really does.
If I don't pee on you or near you by the
I
end
mean,
of the
she
night,
don't like you.
That means I don't like you. I'm like a dog. I'm like a dog.
You. You're claiming your property.
Marking her territory.
You guys.
This podcast took a turn.
It took a dark turn, but I'm so happy. It took a dark green, yellow pee turn.
Well, I told my secrets. Oh, the pee.
Yeah, oh, where yeah. were your secrets, Manny?
You didn't what are you give talking about? This isn't even about me. This is about our full fam.
This is about our full fam.
When was the last time you peed yourself?
I've never peed myself ever once.
You have a penis,
not
though.
Not even when you're a kid?
Not even when I was a kid. I've never. I've shit myself twice. I've never peed myself.
It's been a while since I've peed, but I mean, obviously, like, peed the bed.
But you've peed the bed, yeah?
Yeah.
I've never peed the bed. I've definitely, like, accidentally had a wet dream.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what is literally, why is there a marshmallow? Because, you know, it's, like, sticky and white. I'm like, what's happening?
Why is there a marshmallow in my pants?
Why is there a melted marshmallow in my pants? Especially because I was, like,
you
a kid.
You know why.
I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was. I was like, what happened? I woke up and I was like, am I okay? It was strange.
Like the first time?
Like the first time. I was it hasn't happened to me like a lot of times. Like I can count the amount of times on my hand.
Wow.
Not a lot at all. But it was just like, this is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I, because imagine waking up and that was there. And you're like, why?
So confused.
It was like, why is there a wet spot there?
Yeah. Crazy.
It was crazy. I didn't understand it. So of course I Googled it. And I was like, oh.
Google has the answer.
I was like preteen. I'm like in the preteen teen phase.
Got it. That's that heavy time.
It's there's a lot of hormonal things happening.
That reminds me of Big Mel.
You're going through changes. Because it happens. I know you love Big Mouth.
I love it.
And I think Tyler does too.
He shook his head yes.
Tyler, has that ever happened to you? You've had that before, right? I feel like every guy's had.
What?
A wet dream.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, see, I feel like it's very
happened
normal.
Last night. Just kidding. It's been a long time.
So do you know what was one of our top comments on last episode?
What?
Laura Lollipop.
I forgot about that.
The amount of comments I saw that were Laura Lollipop for your stripper name.
Hey, so you guys approve.
They absolutely approve for Laura Lollipop.
I appreciate that. Thank you guys. And you can call me Laura Lollipop. Laura Lollipop.
Yes.
Anytime you want.
Laura Lolly.
Except for you.
And you are not allowed.
And not you. Okay, here's another secret. I still be picking my nose and eating if I don't have a booger. Oh, wait, sorry. Jesus. I still be picking my nose and eating it if I don't have anywhere to put the booger. I can always find somewhere to put a booger.
How is there not a place to put it?
Put the booger on the wall.
No. Roll it up and throw it.
Get out the car window.
Yes. If it's going to happen, like if you have to.
There's always somewhere to put
there's
it.
There's always somewhere to put it.
Maybe
not in your mouth.
She just likes to eat the booger.
That's what it sounds
like. Okay, you guys. I felt sick for a second. Like I literally felt nauseous.
It doesn't gross
like,
me out
It literally
out that
just
much.
Like, it like, it made my body twitch.
That is Manny's trauma.
But no, but I don't. I've never eaten boogers.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I see you eat your boogers all the time.
I've never had. That's why I think it's because I've always felt like kind of grossed out by it.
Oh gosh.
But I do bite my nails, and that's a gross habit too. And I bite them.
Yeah, a lot of people hate that. I get it. You know, I get why you think it's gross, but
To me, I'm like, whatever. It's biting your nails.
Oh, that was a cute one.
What's another nasty habit? What's a nasty habit you have?
Well, I used to pick my cuticles till they bled, with nails on, I don't really get to do that as much because, I don't know, there's like not a lot of space to do it.
You also have
very
like hydrated like tips. Like they're not like, you know, like when you're
dehydrated. Towards the end of my nails, I start doing it again because they grow out and it leaves like that space to do it.
Yes, and so you pick them.
Which I guess that one's not like horrific.
No, but it's not good.
It's not good.
No, I would say mine, fuck, I'm trying to think of what mine would be. What's a weird habit of mine? I would say I'll pick my hair.
Okay.
I'll pick like my arm hair.
I've seen people do that. I've seen that.
I'll like rip out my arm hair sometimes, rip out my leg hair sometimes. Like if I just feel like I just want to like, I'll just like, I just rip it. I'll rip like my ass hair.
I see you rip out your arm hair all the time.
Not all the time, but like sometimes.
You literally rip out your arm hair all the time.
But if there's one that's really long, that's longer than the rest, I'm ripping it out. Like you can't stop me.
Does it hurt?
A little bit, but like it needs to go. Like I can't have one long one.
I had a friend in, I think it was junior high, or I can't remember. But anyways, she used to do that all the time.
She rip her hair?
Arm hair out.
It would be like, it's either my arm hair or my leg hair. It's any hair I can find.
And she would find long pieces and she would rip them out.
Do you rip out your butt hair, Manny?
If I have like a long hair, like I will.
I love the secrets coming out. This is good.
How is it be turning into our secrets being revealed?
Because we're crazy.
What's one nasty thing you do, Tyler? Like what's like one of your
I definitely bite my nails
things?
Too.
He does. He picks his nails more
before
than bites.
I have Invisalign now, but I kind of would bite the inside of like my cheeks too. Whenever I'm like, I don't know, it's like the same little nervous tick as I guess.
If I'm trying not to giggle, I still do. If I'm trying to prevent, because you know I have like a nervous laugh.
You do.
So if I'm trying to not let the nervous laugh out, I actually bite the insides of my cheeks really hard.
Oh my gosh.
To distract from the fact that from the laugh getting out, I'll try to cause myself some pain.
Oh so my I don't God. Laugh. That's trauma.
It's crazy. But the thing is, I'm trying my hardest not to laugh in an uncomfortable situation. So I'll just bite my inner cheek so I don't laugh.
Don't. I get it.
Because I don't want to make it seem like laughing at someone's like pain. Like right. I'm just like, my body just naturally reacts. Like I have to giggle. Like my
That's
body
like
won't
your
let me
way
not.
Of like not giggle.
And I try not. And so I bite.
I'm trying to wonder cheek. What else I do. Sometimes, well, I guess this isn't a gross one, but anyways. Okay, let me read this one. My husband doesn't know I hired a PI, private investigator, because I didn't believe him after he didn't come home one night. But she leaves it there. So we don't know the outcome of this.
Oh my God. Wait, how are you not going to give us the fucking extra information?
Girl, we're on the cliff.
Literally hanging off.
It's an active investigation.
Ty, what would you do if
not an active investigation.
It's still going.
It's ongoing.
We don't have all the Ty, what would you do if I hired, you found out I hired a private investigator to investigate you?
I would be scared.
Oh man.
That's scary.
Me and Ty have a very communicative relationship.
Yes, you guys talk your shit out if there's any issues.
Yeah, or if we think.
Like you talk about it.
Oh my God, we talk too much.
Yeah. I love it.
We're too close. We're
I have a great close. Example of a very healthy relationship.
We're up each other's ass.
No, literally, you've crawled up it.
Literally, sometimes we'll be working together in the house and like, we'll be like, call each other, be like, what room are you in?
And no. Then, or like, and just appear in each other's room.
And like, if I'm doing my makeup sometimes, so even though we've been together for 3 days straight, I'll be like, can you come talk to me while I do my makeup? And he'll do his emails while I'm doing my makeup in my beauty room.
That's so cute.
We're
going to
morph together into one.
You guys are actually one unit. You're one unit.
We love each other's company.
But it's also why I feel like I'm so close with Tyler too, because I'm so close with you. And I think that it's like by proxy.
We're a package deal.
Totally. But I feel like automatically close to Tyler and like I feel like it made sense. Like Tyler is very much like you. So I love Tyler too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a good vibe. I enjoy it.
I'm going to cry.
Don't fucking start.
Don't.
But no,
do
I love it.
It.
Wait, what was the thing? So if there was a PI,
PI,
would you ever like? Let's say if you were single, would you hire a PI? If like your man was acting,
Laura wouldn't need a PI. She is the
she's the PI.
That was honestly my first thought. I said it wouldn't take me much time to figure this sucker out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like.
I feel like I would be too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like I'm already very, I'm a very nosy person and like very cheese muscle. Like I like to figure things out. I want to know what's going on. So I feel like I would figure the fuck out if I needed, like if my man was, something was going on. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Exactly.
Like I'm going to find the fuck out.
But you know, maybe.
Maybe she's really busy too.
And maybe their relationship is like not as tight.
Mm.
And like mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. feels like she needs to know more. So honestly, I think it's kind of cool that she did it.
I mean, more power to her.
Right?
If you feel like there's something, an issue going, you need to find out somehow. And if you can't get it yourself, hire someone to do it for you.
It feels very Desperate Housewives for me.
Oh my God. I used to be obsessed.
Me too.
With Desperate Housewives. I was obsessed.
Me too. They had a hold of me.
Oh.
They had a hold of me.
I was fully like,
I was immersed
in
me
Desperate
too.
Housewives.
I used to go crazy.
With the apple.
Baby, that's a soap opera if I've ever seen one.
It is, but it was so, like, it didn't feel like a soap opera to me.
Oh no. The drama was heavy.
It was heavy. You know, I just finished watching the season finale of season 2 of Yellowstone.
It's getting good.
So it's starting to get like really intense.
It's
now.
Kind of a soap opera. Did you notice?
It is. I've started to notice more as like the episodes have progressed. It's definitely soap opera a little bit. But it's like, I feel like it's a lot deeper and more intense than a soap opera would be.
It's good.
It's good. I'm actually really liking it. And I thought I wouldn't like it. Cause it's kind of like cowboy and vibes, but like the cowboys are really fine. And I'm trying to like the story.
I knew Manny would get into the cowboys.
Yeah, the cowboys. I'm like, hey, Rib.
Hey,
how you doing, baby?
Okay, that's it for today.
That's it. We're revealing your guys' sick secrets.
Sick.
You guys are sick.
Disgusting.
And the fact that we actually ended up releasing
some
of ours.
I feel like mine were the crazy ones.
It was yours. I know you had crazier in that you could have read, but you were being nice.
On here?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You definitely had some crazier ones, and we might reveal them later on.
Well, I'll screenshot so we can do another epi at this.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Let's know if you guys like it. If you guys like a little secrets reveal one, and we'll do more.
Well, we love you guys. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment down below. Thank you for all the love. We appreciate you guys.
We love you guys so, so, so much. And have an amazing rest of the day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Annie, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.